What was your reaction?
My reaction was excitement, happy. I mean, something I've been waiting for my whole life. I think I must feel this good when I get married one day.
Was it a long day today?
No, it wasn't at all.
Waiting out of the first round, I mean, was it disappointing not to go last night?
No, I wasn't disappointed. I mean, I didn't have my hopes up for the first round. My agent went over talking to me as far as our possibilities, and he always told me the top of the second round, and there's a possibility in the first. So I'm just happy. I'm happy to be a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Did you have any indication before they called that you would end up here today at all?
Just the call right before I was selected.
Okay.
What did you think of your visit here?
I think it was great. I went there. I met a great coaching staff, the DB coaches. As far as the head coach, they're all fired up. There's energy going around the whole coaching staff, and I'm sure it's going into the players. I'm ready to just be a part of it. It was a good visit, meeting everybody.
What do you think the Senior Bowl week did for your stock?
The Senior Bowl, I believe it was the first opportunity where I really had all 32 teams to watch me perform as far as playing football, and it did tremendous because a lot of football teams felt that I was playing at a good level.
What does it mean that by all instances here, you're going to end up coming in right as a starter?
Excuse me?
By all indications, you're going to come right in and be a starter. What does that mean to you?
Well, coming into any program, I know there's going to be competition, and I'm ready to go in there and compete. I don't think anything's going to be given to me, and I can't wait to compete. That's what I want to do. And if I come into a starting position, I'll just be really happy about that, and I'll embrace that fully.
What do you see as your strengths?
I think I'm a physical player, vocal, dependable, just a great overall football player.
You ever missed a game at any level?
Never.
How much pride do you take in that durability?
I take a lot of pride in it. I feel like it's great. I mean, I don't want to go down under no circumstances. I play through small things, and I just stay healthy and be able to produce day in and day out.
You played in the Sun Belt Conference. Did you feel going into this pre-draft stuff that you needed to have good workouts to show teams that you did play against good competition?
No, I just felt that I had to be myself. I felt that I had to as far as working out, I just took it as an opportunity every time, and just to showcase what I know my God-given abilities can do. And I just made sure that I was in great shape for everyone, and I took it that way.
When you see guys like Vaccaro, Reed, and Elam go off the board, are you sitting there thinking teams are missing the boat here?
Well, you know, I believe that I believe strongly in myself, and I think that I'm a great catch as far as a football player. I'm happy, but I'm at the same time I'm happy for those guys because we all have a dream to be playing in the NFL. So those guys being selected and myself being selected is tremendous.
Who were your favorite safeties growing up?
It's been Sean Taylor, Troy Polamalu, and Louis Gomez.
How was your meeting with Gus when you came here?
It was great. It was exciting. He let me know what he wants to do, being the coach for the Jaguars, and I just told him that I want to be a part of it.
What does he want you to do?
He wants me to come in and have high energy. He wants me to love football. Things that you can't coach, you know? And ask me for those things, and I expect to give it to him.
How big were you in high school? You said you were a late bloomer?
Yeah, I'm coming out of high school. I was a late bloomer. You know, things eventually came to me, just not as quick as they came to other guys.
So where'd you grow up?
North Miami Beach.
And so you weren't recruited highly out of high school?
Coming out of high school, I had two offers, one from Florida International University and also from Western Michigan University.
Wow, that's a long Western Michigan, long ways away.
Yeah, it is.
You went to the same school as Louis Delmas, right?
Yes, sir.
I saw the quote that you were the last one to grow hair on your chest. When did that happen?
Well, you know what, dang. So, yeah, buddy, yeah. I was the last one. I don't know. probably my senior year of high school, not even. Freshman year in college, who knows? It's a long way, but I know, yeah.
You said you didn't grow muscles either for a while?
Well, I always had a good shape for me as far as growing up. And it didn't. I was always small, like the smallest out of all my friends. When I played Little League football, Park Warner, and as I came into high school a little bit, I started bulking up. And and now I can't. Sometimes I can't stop myself from bulking up. So it's great.
Thanks,
guys.
Hey,
appreciate
it. Thanks. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
I appreciate it, guys.
Take care.